Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're here today to continue to look at the book of Revelation, a book which has only 21 chapters or 22, but there is so much contained in that book. Today we are looking at part number 8, and the text that I chose is from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. It says, declaring the end from the beginning. That means before the beginning comes, already talking about the end. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Say, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. The Bible is talking things that are not yet, things that are going to come, but he told us long time ago. So the Bible is true because it gave prophecies 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years ago. Praise the Lord. Remember that God had handed the book, the scroll, over to the Lamb, to Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's a book that talks about the end of the world. It was so secret that 7 seals were on the scroll. We remember that Daniel, he foresaw all these things, and God said, put a seal on it because it's something that will come at the end, but nobody is to know at the time. So when the 7th seal was broken, John saw the horrors and troubles that are going to come. The first 4 seals showed 4 horsemen, you remember, who were storming over the world. They represented havoc. That shall be brought upon the earth by the Antichrist. He will gain control through war and famine and economy and pestilence. Events are characteristic of the 5th seal, which show the martyrs who are martyred, who were killed by the Antichrist. And the 6th seal show the rumblings of God's judgment being prepared. And now we are about to open the 7th seal. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. Then he opened the 7th seal. There was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Praise the Lord. Can you change the picture there? When 7th seal, the other one, the first one. Yes, praise God. So when the 7th seal was broken, there was silence. It was silence of awe, silence of reverence. Nobody speaks. It was a silence of trembling anticipation of what is going to come. What is about to happen is bringing silence, because they were shocked and they were worshipping God. Remember, everyone was before the throne of God and before the Lamb. Whoever was in heaven was worshipping God, bringing glory and honor and reverence to God the Almighty. We can read in Revelation chapter 8. Verses 2 to 4. And I saw the 7 angels who stand before God. And to them were given 7 trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. and a smoke of incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Hallelujah. We have the picture here of the seven angels. As a seal is broken, seven angels receive the seven trumpets. They were mighty angels. They were great angels, responsible to pronounce the judgment of God. And the heavenly host will know that when God gives these trumpets, that the judgment is coming directly from God. Trumpets always symbolize God's intervention in human history. God is about to move against the godless and evil society of this world. God does not condemn and punish the believers, his followers. But remember the seal that was put on the saints. All the saints, we heard that last week, all the saints were sealed with the seal of God. So the judgment of God is to fall upon unbelievers only, those who follow the Antichrist, and those who have the mark of the beast. Judgment of God still, the judgment of God is still gives a chance to everybody to repent and give his life to Christ. The trumpet can sound alarm. The trumpet is used for warning of danger. And God always sounds warnings before he does something. He sends warnings. And the trumpet can also be used as a fanfare which announces the arrival of royalty. So it can also be used as a call to battle. Praise the Lord. We have another picture of the seven angels. Praise the Lord. The second instrument of judgment are the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints. Some believers were in heaven, others were still in the earth. All had suffered, and some are still suffering. Persecution will be terrible, and millions will die. The hand of God will be heavenly upon the earth, and believers will cry out to God day and night. The day is coming when God is going to answer all the prayers of all his saints, of all the people who have prayed. All these prayers will be answered. And he's going to cast his judgment against the Antichrist and his government. All who oppose God are going to suffer judgment. All who rebelled against God, those who rejected him, those who ignored the warnings, those who rejected his grace, will be judged. Those who rejected the cross will be judged. Judgment is about to fall on this earth. God is going to answer all the prayers of the saints, and the censers are filled with the prayers of the saints. The censers are filled with the prayers of the saints. The smoke of prayers went up before God. It was a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of worship that went up unto God. The fire of the altar and the prayer of the saints was mixed and hurled upon the earth. The prayers of suffering believers was answered. God will punish the godless society here on earth. Revelation chapter 8 verse 5, it says, "Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. It will be a terrible time when this censer is thrown upon the world. Can you change, please? An angel is hurling the censer on earth. There's an enormous increase in thunderings and in lightnings. There will be increase of earthquakes here in this world. The ungodly know that something terrible is going to happen, but they don't know what it is. So the seventh seal consists of different judgments described throughout the book of Revelation. Then we have the second trumpets. The seventh seal leads right into the seventh trumpet judgments as if it was a part of the seventh seal. We read in Revelation chapter 8, verse 6 and 7, so the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Today, we look at the first of the four trumpet judgments. They focus upon natural catastrophes, both upon the earth and the heavenly bodies. The purpose of these natural disasters will be to bring people back to God, that there is still a chance to give his life to Christ, to repent of their sins. At the first blast, there will be a fierce storm. Just remember the terrifying destructions that will take place in the outer space and upon the earth, the universe, and the laws of nature are swaying. There will be enormous violent disturbances throughout the universe, not only this world, but throughout the universe. We see under the sixth seal in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 14. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell onto earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from his place. You remember when we spoke about this part? These cosmic disturbances will cause utter chaos here on earth. The weather will really get wild. We know the weather is changing already in our time. Everywhere it is different. But how it will be at that time? A violent storm will bruise somewhere on the earth, and it will come with such a force, with such a strength to destroy one third of the world. Imagine the tornadoes, what we see in America happening, they are nothing. Because this will be a global tornado. The storm will rain hail that looks like fire mingled with blood. The reddish color of it will be a mixture of sand blown into the clouds with a fierce wind that is going, something that has never been seen by men. The storm will be so violent and strong that it will carry all this dirt and this sand and everything in the clouds, it will be covering 1/3 of the world. It will be so strong enough to destroy and devastate 1/3 of the vegetation. Think of the enormous destruction. Crops are destroyed. Trees are destroyed. Food supply will be cut. Agricultural rotation is interrupted because the lack of seed and the ability to plant again. There will be shortage of food. The dry, desert-like land where we now have trees and fields, it will become like desert, will be the result of the destruction of trees. 1/3 of the vegetation of the earth will be destroyed by the judgment, by the storm and the fire that is coming out of the storm. God begins to judge the ungodly and the evil of this world. It's a time for people to know God is truly God. People have to understand God is truly God, and he has to be obeyed, or else people will be judged and punished. The judgment is a warning that people must repent. And then we have the blast of the second trumpet. We read in Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. The second angel sounded the trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The second trumpet. This will probably be a massive volcanic explosion, as it is believed to have happened thousands of years ago. It will be either under the sea or close to the sea. The explosion will be so forceful as an atomic explosion, forceful enough to hurl a mass of rocks as large as a mountain into the sky and into the sea. The explosion will be so forceful that the mass of rocks flying upward, so large that they look like a mountain. The explosive mass will still be ablaze when it falls into the sea. This explosive mass will be cast into the sea. 1/3 of the sea will turn blood red. 1/3 of the sea will be destroyed, of sea life will be destroyed. 1/3 of the ships will be destroyed. We have a picture of a tsunami, because when something like this is falling into the sea, it will give tsunamis. You may remember 2004, we had tsunamis. At that time, I read that if a big, like a meteorite, falls into the sea, there will be a tsunami with waves 300 meters high. The last tsunami was only about 3 meters high. It will be 300 meters. We have a second picture of a tsunami. You remember this tsunami, what we had 2004, but this will be massive bigger. Just imagine the tsunami everywhere as a result, not only in one place, but all over the world. There will be shortage of sea life for food. There is the devastation of fish industry and businesses. The interruption of shipping and commerce and trade. The economic loss because of the destroyed ships and cargoes, will be enormous. Commerce and food supply will be crippled worldwide by the blast of the second angel. And then we come already to the third. In Revelation chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on the third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The third blast. This blast will bring a meteoric mass. It will be so huge, meteor, that explodes before it touches the earth. It will scatter over one third of the world. The particles that fall into the rivers and springs of water will drastically affect the water system in a third part of the world. It will poison the water before man become aware of it. Many will die from drinking the water. Because of the bitter taste, the water is called wormwood. Wormwood is a plant which is very, very bitter. You cannot eat it. But also, it's the name of Chernobyl. In wormwood, in Russian language, means Chernobyl. And we know that there was a nuclear power plant meltdown in 1986. At that time, in Europe and Western Asia, you couldn't drink water. You couldn't eat the fish of the sea, of the lakes, because everything was nuclear poisoned. It could be a nuclear poisoning. As an effect of this meteoric mass, there will be a shortage of water, and people will be thirsty. There will be panic amongst the people because of thirst. Maybe even wars and fights because of water. This will mobilize emergency aid to get water to one third of the world, because they have no more water to drink. There will be sheer terror and fright and fear and agony because of these three judgments. This judgment will fall upon the ungodly and the evil of the world. It will fall upon the Antichrist and upon his government, upon those who have slain millions of Christians. The Bible talks about wormwood as a symbol of idolatry because of its bitterness. Idolatry is bitter, a bitter taste for God to swallow. He cannot accept it. Therefore, he will give bitterness or wormwood in judgment to the people. It says in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 13 to 15. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts, and after the Baals, which their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, listen, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them water of gold to drink. Because of the idolatry, because of the evil, God will give the same thing back to the people. Then comes the blast of the fourth trumpet. We read in Revelation chapter 8, verse 12. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck. A third of the moon, a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. The fourth trumpet. Some astronomical eclipse will happen. We have prophecies about these events. In Joel chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, it says, "The earth quakes before them." Joel chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. "The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?" The sun and moon grow dark. Then in Amos chapter 8, verse 9. "It shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon," not in the evening, at noon, "and I will darken the earth in broad daylight." We have the prophecies in the Old Testament, and here again John says, when the fourth trumpet blows, this darkness will come. I remind you of two incidents in the Bible where time was changed. When Joshua was fighting the enemies, he said, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Ayalon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped. We have a picture here of the valley of Ayalon where it happened. He got victory over the enemies because of the day, which was almost, not fully, but almost 2 days. That was the first one. The second one is, when King Hezekiah was sick, he asked God for a sign. The sign was that the shadow should go back 10 steps on the stairway. And this is exactly what happened. Remember the plague in Egypt. Everything was dark, but where the Israelites were, there was light. Is anything too difficult for God? This event will be a judgment from God. He will strike fear on the ungodly and the evil of the world. It's possible that by volcanic eruptions and meteorites, there is so much dust that the sun and the moon will lose one third of its light, so that the sun, as it shines now, you can only see through the cloud. We already had a similar event during the sixth seal. God wants people to repent. God wants people to come back to him. And if you refuse, judgment will follow on the evil, on the ungodly acts, and the idolatry, and the godlessness. The masters of God, of the world, will have rejected Christ. They started a genocide, attempting to wipe all the believers of the world. They want to get rid of them. Christian empty world. The Antichrist has followers. They have killed millions of Christians. Therefore, God is moving in judgment by throwing the forces of nature out of course. The Apostle Peter, he said that the world will sway like a drunken man. It will be so bad in the universe and in the world. Still, he offers the opportunity of repentance to any who will turn to Christ. Look, this wonderful grace, even though they have rejected Christ before, still they can come back to him. And Jesus himself, he spoke about these things in Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring of and the tossing of the sea. Man will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming to the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And then the next angel comes. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 13. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blasts that are about to be sounded by the other angels." Woe, woe, woe. That as bad as the four trumpet judgments were, the three other ones will be worse. And we will see next week also that the first four trumpet blasts are natural catastrophes. But the three following ones have to do with spiritual things, with the devil and so on. We see that the devastation of judgment upon the world and the people. We only studied four trumpet judgments. Imagine how bad the next three will be. The angel said, "Woe, woe, woe. It's going to be so much more terrifying, so much bad, like you have never imagined." God is not continuing to watch how people reject him. It has come to an end. And follow their own lusts and the lusts of the world and the lusts of the devil. Terrible will be that time. These four trumpet judgments are surely going to come upon this world. There are warnings for people to repent and come to God. Still, there is time to repent, to turn to him through repentance. But those who accept Christ at this time, they will go through persecution. These are the ones we saw last week are under the altar, the saints in heaven. If you don't want to experience all this, if you don't want to experience this, then make sure that you're right, your life is right with God. Be right with God. Surely, the rapture is very close, closer than most people think of. Closer than people think of. It's very close. And it will happen during our life. Be ready that you will be amongst those who are on the first rapture. From the world, evacuation from the world. Before all these judgments are going to fall. It's important. The first, our life is in order with God. It's so important that our life is right with God. And second, it is important that we preach the gospel to people, that we testify about the hope that we have, and testify of our faith, so they will turn to Christ before the first rapture happens. Don't love the world. Don't love the things of the world. It's all passing. Once you're in heaven, you don't need all these things anyway. Love God from all your heart, from all your life. Live and serve only for Him. Amen.
Amen.